Virtue by Emma Smith Barton. Read by Mia Khan. The sky is black and the moon as bright as a brand new penny by the time the baby falls asleep. Sadia listens to the quiet now that the crying has finally stopped. She lowers her baby's curled up body into the cot and breathes a sigh of relief. She's tired. So tired her bones ache. Rhys is already asleep, so instead of collapsing into bed like she wants to, she heads downstairs to turn everything off. She's slow on the stairs. It's difficult to walk. Her C-section scar fresh, raw. Her insides wobbly. And somehow, the pain seems to be spreading. First it was to her thighs and belly. Now the sting spreads to her chest. In the living room, she moves slowly across the soft cream rug to shut the curtains. She flinches as the pain spreads further, pierces her toes. She doesn't remember hurting her toes, and it's not like she's walked much since getting home from the hospital. In the 6 hours she's been back, all she's done is sit. Sit, feed the baby, sit, feed the baby. Her painful toes don't make any sense. None of it does. She makes it over to the window and reaches for the curtains. An old framed photo on the windowsill of her and Rhys catches her eye. A selfie they took in a pub garden 5 years ago. Their skin shiny with sun and sweat. Grins wide. She can almost hear their wine-fueled laughter and she wishes she could go back to that day. That time. Before all this pain. And that's when it happens. Just over 72 hours after giving birth, reaching for the curtains, Sadia turns into a statue.